So Cairo Spring, the AI mechanic, it's a brief introduction to TinyML and audio event detection. So I'm going to skip my background here. I'm currently studying a PhD and under the supervision of Dr. Martin Serrano. I've mentored in Coder Dojo for a number of years. I'm a maker champion for Galway National City Park status. I'm starting my journey into machine learning, and I have history in electronics. Need to make my peace with that I'm not a mechanic, and stop trying to repair my car myself when I don't, unless I have a fault code to follow. So with the advent of tiny machine learning, possibly able to identify car faults that are not audio, that are not fault code related through audio. So what's the aim of this talk? Is just generate some interest in the AI mechanic project to demonstrate the low barrier of entry to TinyML. Also demonstrate the easy route to building prototypes and with sensors now, and gather some feedback from the audience on this topic and how to best start it as an open source hardware software project. So the problem, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, which is kind of a recurring theme. And after fixing an oil pressure issue with my car, I introduced a new feature. As I said, there was an unrelated error on the scanner that I use, which is a 30 euro handheld device. So what's the solution? Record the desired state, which is the fixed car, over time as the car breaks, capture the audio again of the bad sounding car, air leak, bushing, broken, damaged brakes, something like that. Bring it to a mechanic, get it fixed, record the metadata from the receipt or from the conversation with the mechanic, and then the car returns to its desired state, and hopefully in the future you'll be able to identify that car noise. So it's considering the options cloud-based or on device. Initially, a number of years ago when we first discussed this and thought about it, we were going to go cloud-based because that was the only option at the time. But now that TinyML has finally brought independent intelligence to the edge of the network, even independent of the network. So why in a microcontroller? Getting back to the handheld device here, which is 30 euro. Microcontroller is inexpensive, low power, handheld. You don't need connectivity, same with this handheld device, and privacy if that's a concern for you. So I recently wrote a paper on edge intelligence, and in one part of the paper I reviewed some of the edge intelligence main challenges, and all of these challenges have been addressed by TinyML. So what is TinyML? TinyML is broadly defined as bringing intelligence to a microcontroller, and there is a foundation built around this. Google have offered TensorFlow Lite, and there are intuitive online UIs that you can work through, which I demonstrate briefly shortly, such as Edge Impulse, which it also has the Apache 2.0 license. So just started by selecting the hardware, reviewed what they had on TensorFlow Lite officially. This Arduino Nano 33 BLE Sense was what I went for. I also had a number of ESP32 devices that I had some issues with trying to get it to run. So how does all of this work with TensorFlow Lite? For me, the interesting part is the YAMNet and the audio set, which is an ontology which describes the whole problem area of the audio events. So I dug down into the audio set ontology, and I found that it was quite limited. There was engine idling noises, there was engine starting, but it didn't feature air leak, flywheel, different types of audible issues that you would have that a mechanic would be able to identify. So I'd like to further my research and contribute by extending this model. So TensorFlow Lite, I started with, and for microcontrollers, it's actually TensorFlow Lite Micro that you want to go for. And I wanted to identify audio event classifiers. So unfortunately, there wasn't a microcontroller example here that I could start with. So I went with the Edge Impulse offering. and I used their mobile client, which is also Apache 2.0, to capture the data and label it. So I labeled it with the labels that I showed in the previous slide. Now, thankfully, they have a workflow for training your neural network as well, which is not my area. And it's very intuitive, very easy to work through. You create your, they call it an impulse, and you work down through and you select. I selected what you want to put together here. I've just kind of brought out a window of the processing blocks. Here I went for the spectrogram. You would think that you would go for audio, but when I was reviewing here, it said non-voice audio. So non-voice audio is what the engine is. So I went for the spectrogram. And then training the model, for those of you familiar with Jenkins, I'd say you probably recognize this. I imagine that's possibly what they're using here in the build output. And then once it's done, you can train your output and you get a confusion matrix output. And it also gives you an idea of what the on-device performance is going to be as well, like the amount of flash and inference time it takes. Inference time here is how long it takes to return to you your label or with the amount of confidence that they think it is. So an air leak, for example, here. So implementing the code, I started with one of the BLE33Sense microphone examples, and I combined it with a Grove RGB LCD display to give a output to the handheld device rather than via the serial monitor. Unfortunately, the BLE Sense doesn't have a display, so I got a Grove display and I connected that to it. And I've published this on GitHub as well under Car Whispering. And I've shared the model as well, actually, through their forum. They've got a good forum there. And so deploying the model, I connected it to the Arduino, briefly spoke about Grove here, which is a very nice introduction to electronics, and it'll get you started with building sensors and adding any kind of sensor to your device. Here I put an LCD on. Unfortunately, it was listed as working with 5 and 3.3 volts. It didn't work with 3.3 volts for me. I tried bypassing it with 5 volts. Unfortunately, the pins are disabled on this, but that wasn't the aim of this anyway. It was about low barrier entry, so I'm just going to pick up a 3.3 volt LCD. Fortunately, there's many of them available. CStudio, I believe, created this Grove project, and they have some great resources on their wiki. As I briefly say here as well, supply chain was standing. You may need to go to multiple stores for your parts. Lots of them are out of supply. I just recommend that you avoid using cloned devices and cheap knockoff hardware, as it's not supporting development, and you're possibly going to be supporting potentially dangerous work environments. So this is a live demo. Unfortunately, now the display, as I said, is very dim. So you're going to have to take my word for it. Or it's saying recording, and then it's going to say inferring, and then it's going to say whatever label it decided is of the highest confidence. In this case, it's background noise. I'll start the car and it'll say idling. I'm going to skip this because you can't really see it on the display. I've got a battery pack here as well to make it a handheld. Okay, that's it. So this is their mobile client, which you can also use to test your model through your mobile device. This was before I had the model trained as well as I do. So what's the future of this? Obviously, first of all, I want to replace the display with 3.3 volts display. I've already ordered that part. I want to combine this with the mobile app that will communicate via Bluetooth to further enhance and add to the audio that's collected. And I want to share this via a network of users. And for my own work, I'd like to extend this ontology to include more mechanical terms, mechanical fault terms. And I want to get contributors to this project. And I want to target more microcontrollers. My son has a BBC Micro, and I believe it can run on that. I picked up a Grove Shield here for it, ESP32C3, which is one of the new RISC-V open architecture chips. I've got one of those I want to try and deploy there, and of course the Raspberry Pi RP2040. So this is kind of a lot of the latest microcontroller devices that have come out since I had been teaching. So conclusions, AI has become more accessible to makers with TinyML, TensorFlow Lite specifically, and it's really lowered the bar to everyone through intuitive tools like this Edge Impulse and offline enhancements. To erroring systems are now possible to implement cheaply, similar to your handheld device that you have for scanning your error codes. And then you can hopefully leave one of these in your glove compartment whenever you need a car whisperer and your mechanic is too busy or unavailable. So that's it from me. And sorry for the delay. I hope the audio came through.
Thank you. I check questions. There is no questions yet. You check the voice data, as I see. Maybe lack of oil from engine dropped into the ground, okay? Maybe a photo of the ground or the video screen of the ground could be had also, in addition to the voice. Do you think?
Oh, yeah, as in like you can hear the drops of oil fall into the ground, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool. That would be really good, yeah. I think like any of these kind of audible events, like I got a bit too ambitious with it. I was trying to do it from inside the cabin, you know, and trying to hear if the car is idling from inside the cabin, and I found that wasn't really working. I think if you can get a microphone outside the car, maybe you'll be able to hear the drops falling underneath or something like that. Yeah, cool. And actually, I picked up a Grove microphone. I don't know if I'll be able to, yeah. No, that's not it, actually.
There is another question. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Mobile client connects with the microcontroller under the hood with BLE, or does mobile client use mobile mic?
Do you know what? The mobile client uses the mobile microphone. It does, yeah. That's the Edge Impulse one. Yeah, correct. So that's their mobile client. It's a mobile web page. So you.